Are You Scared Yet? By Peggy Randall Martin. Promo. I hadn't heard from my friend Allison in several days and was tired of talking to her voicemail. The last time we talked, I could tell something was troubling her, but she wouldn't admit there were any problems. My newest book had just hit the shelves, and my agent scheduled signings for the rest of the week. I would be out of pocket if Allison tried to reach me, and I needed to know if she was okay. The last two or three times I drove over there, I wasn't able to raise anyone. I decided to try again, and was determined not to leave until I found out what was going on. Allison lived across town from me in a small apartment, and the drive took about 15 minutes. I drove up in the parking lot and around to the second building. Allison's car was parked in the spot assigned to her unit. I stopped next to her worn-out MG and thought I saw a curtain in her bedroom move. When I knocked on Allison's apartment door, there was no response. I knocked again. Nothing. I thought I heard movement inside and knocked harder. The door swung open, and everything stopped. I stood frozen in the doorway. The sight was like nothing I had ever seen before. All that blood.